WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It'll be a cold and rainy celebration in the Big Apple tonight, says CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The weather, it's not looking so good. There might be rain here tonight in Times Square. And bad news for the people that will be here, no umbrellas allowed through the security checkpoint.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the woman who was set on fire and died on a subway train days before Christmas has been identified as 61-year-old Debrina Kawam of Toms River, New Jersey.
Just watching that tape, just really, I couldn't even watch it all the way through.
The man accused of lighting her on fire, Sebastian Zapeta, was arrested hours after police disseminated images of a suspect. A state judge has killed himself in the courthouse in Springfield, Georgia. Here's WTOC-TV reporter Shay Schrader.
The sheriff's office is confirming that Judge Yekel appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Steve Yekel had been a judge for 40 years and recently lost re-election. This was to be his last day on the bench. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from the past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new Driver Education Grant Program. The agency also updated thousands of driver records to include emergency contact information for authorities in case of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report has found that the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to the report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from about $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During the same period, the median household income only grew about 20% from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price-to-income ratio of 3.7. Chippewa County Highway officials are making plans to replace the Highway M Bridge in the town of Lake Holcomb. According to county officials, the project is expected to cost between $10 and $15 million and could be completed by 2028 at the earliest. The bridge is 74 years old and carries about 1,000 cars a day, and failure would create an over 15-mile detour. The county is currently seeking federal aid for the project, but have also considered a cost-sharing plan that could see the county contribute up to $5 million for it. City of Altoona officials are warning residents about an inventory error which could have left some lead service pipes in place. Over 3,000 homes in the city have received the notice, along with the assurance that the city is working to rectify the inventory error in the first quarter of 2025. Public Works officials say they haven't seen any evidence of widespread lead contamination in the service pipes, but residents should keep an eye on their water quality with testing or install a filtration system to better protect themselves. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset. You know, going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juiced up, you know, get a chance to win the game, but you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven, but we just got to do better across the board, you know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies, low 30s. Tonight, clouds, an overnight low of 19. On your New Year's Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 14. On Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high around 20 degrees.
Right now, it's 28.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Street in downtown Madison. It's Luke Mathers rocking New Year's Eve with Todd Albaugh here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. It is a great day to be in Wisconsin. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Happy New Year, Mr. Zommers.
Happy New Year to you.
Great to be with you all here live on a Tuesday. Absolutely fantastic. Going to take a look outside down State Street, speaking thereof, right now at our street cam down there. Let's see if people were milling about earlier, but now one poor soul. Look at that. On the street cam on our stream here on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. I said earlier, it's a little quiet. Oh, there's somebody running. They're late. They're late for an appointment. They were supposed to be there for lunch at 1 o'clock. They're running late. They're running upstairs.
I'm late for a very important date.
Yes, exactly right. All right, well, we'll check. People will start gathering for the big ball drop here in Madison. We were talking during the break, during the one-hour break. Wouldn't it be, because we're here, you can see right there on that shot, we're here at a crossroads. So we're a block off the Capitol Square, right across from the Overture Center, on Fairchild and State Street. Now, next year, Zommers, this is my big idea for 2025 going into 26. Because if you pay the fee, you can block off State Street. So I say we have a Civic Media New Year's Eve party where we drop something from the second floor here down to State. It could be me in a harness.
It could. You know, our set that we made for...
That sounds like quite a New Year's Eve.
It sure does. The set we made for election night looked great. Why don't we make a set outdoors for New Year's Eve? You know, way more work, much more expensive, bigger, grander.
We could have our friends from Max Inc. Radio. We could have Iron Plow play. We could have
Super Tanker
play, CP's band. It could be a Civic Media extravaganza, and Luke Mathers and I could actually drink that on the air, just like Anderson and Andy.
If anybody who is independently wealthy wants to offer to sponsor this event, please hit us up.
We have statewide coverage, by the way. I think that's the way to go. There is no off on the genius switch, ladies and gentlemen. It's never going to happen, but it would be a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, but you're right. It's not.
No, it's not going to happen. By the way, it's the 31st of December. I forgot to say this to hour one. My good friend, mi hermano, Nelson Valle, who was so kind to let me crash out at he and his wife Dahlia's place in L.A. when we were out there earlier this year doing the show from USC. Happy birthday to Nelson Valle.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes. He has and I always think it's fantastic to have a birthday on New Year's Eve, because I always say, look, people are shooting off fireworks and having parties just for you. How about that?
You can at least pretend.
Nelson's one of those guys who just never, he has the DNA, that Latino DNA that they just never age. They look unlike me, your radio host. But no, so happy birthday, Nelson. Hope you're having a great time out there in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Speaking of, we were asking, or talking about before in hour number one, what your favorite New Year's Eves have been. And Matt from Middleton, listening here on WMDX, Matt says, and this is what he wrote, honest to goodness. He says, quote, a good New Year's Eve for me was going to a show, dancing at a club, and ending the night at a Denny's, where two prostitutes got into a fight with a small crowd watching, including the security guard, and a boob popped out. Good times.
I hope that's real, Matt.
I really do hope that's a real story. Because, I mean, if you live in Wisconsin long enough, if you go out after bar time to Denny's, who amongst us haven't seen a couple of prostitutes fighting?
I haven't, but I also haven't really gone to Denny's at that time of night.
My friend Brooke and his former wife used to have a band, and I would be their roadie. And they get done, of course, after, oh, they'd play until 2, and then it'd take a good hour and a half to clean up, and then we'd go to Denny's at like 4 in the morning. And interesting things you see at Denny's at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yes. Denny's is already an interesting place, but in the middle of the night, that's when... You got to keep your wits about you.
And no disrespect to the fine establishment or anybody who works at Denny's is and are. It's just it gets very interesting.
That's when people show up who don't normally go there.
And who have been out drinking on New Year's Eve. You couldn't pay me enough to be a server at Denny's on New Year's Eve at 3 in the morning. Those people deserve an extra bonus. I hope they get it. I hope they get it. 11 minutes now past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved. Simply your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio on the 11 stations that comprise. I only had one drink. The 11 stations that comprise our News Talk Sports Network across the state of Wisconsin. You can also be heard across the Civic Media app around the country and around the world. Across the country and around the world. Here's the question of the day. And this is a deep question for the end of the day. It's simple. What's worse, introverted or extroverted? What's worse, introverted or extroverted? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app.
I have a clarifying question.
Yes, please.
Are we asking, is it worse to be introverted or extroverted, or is it worse to be around introverts or extroverts?
I thought the exact same thing, and there's a part of me that thinks we should call up the home office and ask, because I wasn't told. It just says, what's worse, introverted or extroverted?
You know, I think leaving it vague like that may have been intentional so that you can answer it with either.
And have an opinion
on both.
Very good. Very good point. It probably was. You can put it in whatever context you want. Is it better or what's worse? You individually being introverted or extroverted, or being around people who are introverted or extroverted? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And just to clarify, introverted is someone who they're not comfortable a lot of times in a big crowd. They're shy, might be a better word of putting it, kind of shy and looks inward and might be harder to talk to sometimes. And extroverted is someone who is more gregarious and loves people in crowds and can always make friends and might be kind of louder and that sort of thing.
That doesn't mean you can't be personable as an introvert you can't want alone time as an extrovert. It's just what generally charges your batteries, being by yourself or being with others.
Right. And personalities, introverted personalities or extroverted. And there's no judgment. We're not saying either one is bad as a personality or a person. But what's worse, introverted or extroverted? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Sherry, listening in beautiful Horicon. Sherry, thanks for calling in. Happy New Year. What's worse, introverted or extroverted?
Oh, happy New Year, Todd.
Thank you.
God. I think that you have to have a balance. I am totally extrovert. My mom used to have to hold me back. There was three of us, and we were 15 months apart. I was in the middle, and I was just like, I'd go up to any stranger, and I've always been that way. But then I also love my time on my hikes, my alone time. So I think you have to have a balance. But yeah, I the introvert part I don't quite get because I am not.
And that's a great point, right?
I don't quite understand it.
That's a great point. Sometimes
to an introvert.
Really?
And
past
he's
tense.
Still an introvert. We're best friends. But the thing is that, you know, I don't comprehend how in the hell people could be like that.
But this is a great point. This is a great point why we asked the question, Sherry. If you're very different, maybe introverts, extroverts is fine to be friends, but it's not somebody that you want as a life partner, right?
Well, for what? We were married. We've been together like 40-some years.
Oh, wow.
But still, the thing is that, yeah, I don't think an extrovert can understand an introvert.
It's difficult sometimes.
I think
sometimes.
An introvert might admire an extrovert. I like to think that they do. But I'd rather be an extrovert than an introvert, which I am.
And we love you just the way you are.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Sherry. Thank you for calling in. You have a great day and a great evening, all right? 855-752-4842. What's worse? Introverted or extroverted? And again, you could put that whatever context you want. Apply it to yourself, apply it to others. What's worse, introverted or extroverted? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Take your calls. Also take the off the text line as well. Speaking of that, Dave listening in on the app at work. He's at work, apparently, New Berlin. Says, personally, I'm an introvert. It's difficult as a child, but great as an adult. There again, another great point, right?
Greg in Genesee Depot called in to say that extroverts are worse.
Did he give any reason?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. He's protecting the innocent. that's fine. But I think David New Berlin has a great point. That as a kid, being introverted is, you know, difficult because you... more difficult to make friends or whatever. But then sometimes as you grow up, it's kind of cool just to be able to sit back and observe, right?
Right. And I think both can just look at each other in bewilderment, kind of to what Sherry said, where introverted people might look and say, how can you just keep going and going and doing and talking to people? And extroverted people, like, how can you just sit by yourself all the time? And
right.
Yeah.
But for some people, that's chill. Here's Allie listening on WMDX in Madison says, I'm too shy to answer. Okay, there you go, obviously. A little joking on New Year's Eve. That's fantastic. Dave in New Berlin says, you quote-unquote hear from me a lot, but I've never called. There you go, see? So some people just communicate. That's another good point by Dave. Some people are better communicators writing than they are verbally or orally, and vice versa.
DJ in Madison says a similar thing. The only people that are going to call in are extroverts, so introverts will lose this one, end quote.
Well, there's no competition, understand. It's only an exhibition, as Letterman says. Please, no betting. Come on back, 855-752-4842. What's worse? More after this.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on the show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio. Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. We're no strangers
to love. Oh, yeah. Little Rick Astley for you.
Welcome back. This is fantastic. Rick Astley. I played a lot of Rick Astley in the 90s. Here we go. Never gonna desert you. Now, come on. Tell me you can't dance to that.
I couldn't tell you that. I love this song. I know it's a meme, but I love it.
It's a great song. It's a great. That is the name of the last, what, 3-4 years of our trivia team with my lovely and talented sister Heather and the lovely and equally talented Kira Sabin, who appears in this program. And we said we're going to do this as a part of Triviathon. And the great part is you, the home listener and viewer, can do it as well. If you were saying, well, I have no plans for tonight, what am I going to do? I've got the solution right here in my hot little hands. Tonight on WRCO in Richland Center, and don't worry if you don't live there, you can listen via the Civic Media app. Simply download the app on your Apple or Android device. It's free. Then go down to WRCO, Country and Community 100.9 FM. 6 until midnight tonight. Phil Nee, the great Phil Nee, will be your host. A cast of thousands. I may stop in. And they'll be asking you trivia questions all night long. And there'll be a winner crowned at midnight or just around there. You can still register. Call the radio station right now. 608-647-2111. 608-647-2111. WRCO in Richland Center. Register your team. Our team has been called Never Gonna Quiz You Up. See that play of words there? Off that Rick Astley song right there. So Phil's going to be hosting Triviathon 6 until midnight tonight on WRCO. And then also from 7 until 1 a.m., 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. across the talk side here on Civic Media, our very own Lou Regani, host of Civic Media's Sunday morning show, Music to the Stars, will present a special New Year's Eve edition of the show tonight from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. A lot of big band music. Great to have on as you're hosting a party.
Yeah, I'll have to turn that on in my house tonight.
There you go. So you're hosting an event, I hear.
I am, but we didn't plan very much for it because everybody's been out of town. Only one of my roommates has been home the last week or so. So we're going to have a lot to do once I get home.
And you were delayed. Why?
Cat allergies. Yeah, my cat.
I shouldn't laugh about
it. No, it is funny. It is funny. So on Saturday, I hung out with some friends and spent the night at a friend's house who has cats. And so I was not doing so great. Then the next day, I went out to a Christmas party with some friends who have cats. And I was really not doing great. I was planning on coming back to Madison on Sunday night, but I'm still stuffy. You can probably hear it a little bit.
A little bit. I feel bad for you.
I was just sneezing and eyes watering and itchy. My neck gets really itchy. It was all swollen up.
Your neck gets itchy?
Yeah. And it was to the point where I said this multiple times. Yesterday, I literally felt hungover, and I did not drink a drop of alcohol on Sunday.
It was just like too much
it
cat.
It was just too much cat.
Too much. We've all been there. We've all just not. I've stayed away from that for 35 years.
Good for you.
I just, nope. Not for me. No kitty for me. Anyway, well, I hope you have a good time tonight. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Put a little Rick Astley on. Put some Lou Regani on. Put some Phil Nee on. All kinds of things for everybody to do. What else? Oh, we're right in the middle of what's worse. We're asking the question, what's worse, introverted or extroverted? Introverted or extroverted? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. DJ listening in Madison on WMDX says the only people that are going to call are extroverts, so introverts will lose this one. Well, DJ, there's no competition, as we said. Tyler listening in Columbia County on WMDX, being a situational extrovert, I'm introverted naturally, but add me to a comfortable environment or a community event, I'll talk to everyone. Same goes for stage fright. Now, that's a very thoughtful, well laid out response.
I feel pretty similarly. I feel like I have high social inertia. And what I mean by that is if I am at rest, if I'm at home by myself, I want to stay home by myself. And if I'm hanging out with friends, I want to stay there. So it might be, all right, Aaron, you want to go out tonight? I'm like, I don't really know. But then if they make me and I get there, I have a great time.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, right? Also, a listener on WMDX says an extrovert has a much higher potential for being annoying because you like to hear you because
just
you
because
like,
you like to oh. hear you all the time doesn't mean everyone else does.
All right, yeah. Well, that can be the case. Sometimes it's also, I think, to our earlier caller's point, if you're an extrovert and your partner, your date, or whomever isn't, that could also be annoying because it's like, are they mad at me? Are they not communicating? Right. So, I mean, it goes both ways, as they say.
Right, right.
I think for me, I'm a little bit of both at times. Like, if coming from the political world and communication, sure, I can go out to an event and, you know, be gregarious and welcoming and talk to people. But if I'm trying to think, like, if I go with someone to an event, not a date, but just go, you know, and I don't really know a lot of people and I'm not there for a reason, then I think I could be more extroverted. It takes me, it generally takes me longer to warm up for someone. I'm not talking about date. I'm just talking about in general. It might take me longer to warm up to people, but then once I do befriend them, then it's fantastic, right? They can't shut me up.
Maybe you just need some preheating, some pre-gaming. It takes you a while to warm up.
Boy, do I need some preheating. That's been my problem for a long time, Zomers.
Well, now you know. Now you can do something.
You could be a relationship counselor.
I guess so. I'll have to ask Kira Sabin.
What Todd needs is a good preheating. That may have been the best line in quite a while. I like that. Oh, it's the end of the half hour. Time flies. We're having fun. Come on back. Zomers and I will keep having fun. You're going to come along as well. Ask you some pertinent questions as we wrap up 2024 and head into 2025. It's the Oddball Show for New Year's Eve on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biennial state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickles down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office is inviting the public to a candlelight gathering on Wednesday night to honor Correctional Officer Jeff Reynolds. Officer Reynolds was killed in a crash last week while on his way to his shift at the jail. The driver of the other car in the accident has been charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating the crash, and the man is scheduled to appear in court on Friday. The candlelight gathering will be held at the Dunn County Judicial Center at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The Barron County Plan Commission has agreed to recommend rezoning the Burton Family Trust property in Rice Lake for mixed-use development. Plans for the land are still in the early phases, but officials intend to sell off small portions of it for things like multifamily housing, childcare facilities, and retail opportunities. If the Rice Lake City Council follows the recommendation of the County Plan Commission, the first proposal to be considered would be a 60-unit market-rate apartment building on a 4.5-acre parcel of the land. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies, low 30s. Tonight, clouds, an overnight low of 19. On your New Year's Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 14. On Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high around 20 degrees.
Right now, it's 28.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. Happy New Year's Eve. Great song, Mr. Summers. Great music like that can be heard tonight right here on one of our great Civic Media radio stations, WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
You know, of course, that Light My Fire by The Doors is the theme song for The Igniter, right?
Yes. That's exactly right. And you need an igniter on this network. Nobody better than my friend and longtime colleague here at Civic Media, the station manager of WRCO, the host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night from 6 until midnight. You can hear it on the Civic Media app. And tonight, for Filney, you're the Dick Clark of WRCO, hosting Triviathon for what year now? Tonight from 6 until midnight as well. Philip J. Nee from Richland Center, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Happy New Year, gentlemen. Absolutely. I believe this is 36 or 37 years that we have hosted Triviathon, most of the time on New Year's Eve. Last year, the Packers played on New Year's Eve, so we were bumped to the night before. But generally, we try to do it around the 31st of December. And we've got a number of teams lined up around Southwest Wisconsin and the state. So they'll be listening on the Civic Media app and playing along with us here as we throw one question out, probably every 10 minutes or so, the teams will be challenged.
It's always a great time, Phil. I appreciate you taking time to join us on the show, because what you just said there, for so very many years that, you know, it was limited to people who could get the signal of the station in the broader Southwest Wisconsin area. But then you had the website, and now, of course, WRCO being a part of the Civic Media family, you can get the station on the Civic Media app, and people can literally hear all around the world. I've done that before, listened via the app on New Year's Eve night or whatever. It's a great time. It's just a great fun way to pass New Year's Eve. And Phil, can people still register even at this late hour?
Yes, they can. We're going to let people register right up. It starts at 6 o'clock tonight, but if you call the radio station at 608-647-2111, and we'll sign you up the old-fashioned way, and you'll be ready to go. Last year, someone called about 15 minutes after we had started, and he's like, can I still register? Yeah, you didn't get the first two questions, but you can still register. So, yeah, we just want people to play along, you know, and have a good time. But it's interesting, Todd, how it's changed over the years, because when we first started, people would check out books from the Brewer Public Library or their local library, and, you know, Encyclopedia Britannicas, and have all these resources, the Wisconsin Blue Book, and they would go right there to find their answers. Well, now it makes writing questions a lot harder when the internet came along, because you have to be real vague in your questions. Otherwise, there's no challenge. Somebody's going to find it in about 2 seconds or less. So we've had to go that route a little bit. We've done some things. There's some local regional trivia that maybe is a little harder to find online. And we also do a lot of comparisons. So like, what do these four things have in common, for instance? And you might have to check out each one before you find the answer.
Yeah, no, I think you make a great point, Phil. And, you know, this thing started years ago when my sister Heather was a part of the Richland Center High School Student Council, and Ken Thede, the advisor, they're the ones that really started that and helped run it for several years. So this really is a community-based event, correct?
Yes, it really is. Yeah, the Student Council used to run it, and now it's pretty much our WRCO staff and then some community volunteers. You mentioned Mr. Ken Thede. He was the one that started it when he was a teacher at Richland Center High School. Mm-hmm. Now he's retired, but he's the president of the Richland County Historical Society. So he's a wealth of trivia knowledge, and he's helped us perfect some of the questions again this year.
And I think that's the key. If people want to play along, again, not just in Southwest Wisconsin, but in the greater Wisconsin state or anywhere that you're listening to this show across the country, you can listen tonight via the Civic Media app for free. Just go down to WRCO. 100.9 FM Country and Community. Phil will be hosting this 6 until midnight. You can register still up until the event starts, 608-647-2111. But Phil, the cool thing about this that you guys have adapted over the years, in my opinion, is that you do find many of these questions that you either have to be really, really personally knowledgeable about Wisconsin history, or have your antenna up about Wisconsin news and sports and whatnot over the course of the year.
Well, that's exactly right. Just current events and things like that. But we tend to try and have questions that are going to tie into the area or Wisconsin sports. There might be a Brewer question on there. There might be a Packer question, a Bucks question. And then some that maybe famous residents of Southwest Wisconsin that have gone on to become nationally and internationally known, and you might not know that they were originally from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know that Vern Gyshard, I think, has been an answer to a trivia question. Of course, he was born and raised Richland Center, went on and played in the major leagues. So, I mean, people like that. But you don't have to be from Richland Center. You could be anywhere in Wisconsin and still get a lot of these questions.
That's exactly right. It helps to maybe know somebody, because we have a few that we're kind of like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show. If you phone a friend, perhaps, that might be able to help you out with those. And some of our teams are very good. They'll have somebody who's very good in music, maybe another person that's pretty knowledgeable in geography. And if you have those kind of folks, and maybe even a younger person that's real aware of like current shows and current movies and things like that, it helps to have a variety of resources that you can contact.
Yeah, you make a great point there, because you're right. I mean, it takes a wide breadth of knowledge to get these things. And, you know, at my age, Phil, now in my 50s, I mean, what the heck do I know about memes, for goodness sake? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Katy Perry, I don't know that.
You and I both, yes.
So here's a question.
I hear some of these things.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, so as you and your team at RCO put this together throughout the course of the year, do you ever have a current event happen in the moment and go, oh, we should write, that would be a great trivia question coming up at the end of the year?
Absolutely. We do that all the time. We store stuff during the year. Things you hear on the national news, you know, they'll say, like, for instance, former President Jimmy Carter died recently, and they might mention something in his resume that sparks something like, oh, yeah, okay, he was the first president to do this. In fact, I saw last night, we're not going to use this tonight so I can use it, but on the football game, he was the first president to welcome a Super Bowl champion team to the White House, and that was the 1979 Pittsburgh Steelers.
I did not know that. See, right there, that's a perfect example of something you could use. Not going to, but you could.
Not this year, maybe next year.
So you're not giving anybody, any listeners right now, any heads up. Nobody's going to get a free question by listening to this show.
No, I don't think so. No.
All right. Okay.
Not intentionally.
From our past track record, they probably know kind of the areas that we usually go to.
Yeah. Well, it's a great time. It's a great community event, but it's really grown into a statewide event. I know that, you know, you have people all over the state, all over the country now listen to this thing. And it's just a great family event. It's something you could do either with a large group. And that's always a lot of fun. What I've done with my sister and Kira before is we've all three have been in different places, and we dialed each other up on a Zoom call, and we were kind of together, but all listening to the show via the Civic Media app. So even if you're alone tonight across the miles, you could kind of still be with your friends and family, or you could just be a team of one and play along that way.
Yeah, we have people that just all the things you mentioned there. And what's fun is at the end of the night, you know, the team that's still standing maybe came from behind, because we'll be watching. We have the points are in terms of how many teams get them right. So let's say three teams get the question right. That's a 50-point question. But if 20 teams get it right, it's only 40 points, and so on and so forth. But once in a while, there'll be a hard question that maybe only one or two teams get right, and they take a big jump in the standings. And that's always kind of fun to see that.
That's a great point. So even if you're down early on a couple, three or four questions that everybody gets, you can make a big comeback if you know one of the few things that very few other people, only like you say, two or three, four people get it right. That really boosts you really quickly. So don't give up. If just like the Packers, if you get down early, don't give up, because you could come back.
You could come back. and maybe only lose by 2 points.
Right, maybe only. That was tough. That was tough, Philip. Did you watch that game? Listen to it.
There've been a few of
those. Oh man.
Yes, there've been a few of those this year that were kind of tough.
I know. So, you know, it's good, but again, it's from all breadths and depths, whether it's sports or whether it's entertainment or the arts or just Wisconsin history. You guys do a lot of Wisconsin history, which I always enjoy as well.
Yeah, we do. Some of that came right out of the Wisconsin Blue Book, you know, and different resources there. And again, we've had state parks on there before. We've even had waysides, like famous waysides, because again, you can find those in the Blue Book on, you know, what they are and what they're dedicated to.
Well, that's fantastic. All right, Phil, anything I did not ask you or we talk about Triviathon on WRCO tonight from 6 until midnight and also on the Civic Media app?
I think we're good. Yeah, our staff's going to be looking forward to it. And if folks can't play along or just want to listen, certainly I hope they do, because it's really fun radio. We'll all be kind of doing that, playing some. I mean, the format is all over the place. I mean, yeah, I play a lot of my Those Were the Days stuff, but it's everything. Might even hear a polka or whatever. We're just going to have a good New Year's Eve party on the radio. Make radio fun like it's supposed to be.
That's exactly right. You're getting it done. We appreciate you, Phil, for all you do up there at Richland Center. Thanks for your friendship and everything you do. I plan on being in town at some point. Is there anything I can bring the crew? Do you have any requests, any food, any beverages, anything I can bring you?
I don't know. We're going to have a big snack tray out there, Todd. So whatever you'd like. Maybe I gave Henry Bray a bonus of some luncheon loaf I bought at the dollar store. So maybe some crackers.
That's a true story, actually. I saw it.
It was. I couldn't afford Spam, you know, the real version. So I bought the generic version, luncheon loaf.
Troy, listening to Mount Horeb on WMDX, asks if there are prizes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no actual prizes. It's just bragging rights.
Just bragging rights. And we did that for a reason, because people are pretty cutthroat in this trivia thing. And if there were money or prizes involved, it would really be bad, you know, and competitive. It is. People are pretty competitive, but right. No, there's never been any prizes for it, just bragging rights and maybe even a little trophy.
Well, there you go. You can put that up at work or wherever and say, look, I was the smartest person on New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
All right.
Some probably get maybe a little bit, maybe not as smart toward midnight.
Well, that's true. We talked about that. I've only had a little bit of we started out with Canadian Dry Ginger Ale. We did, because Luke Mathers is always grousing about the Zomers and I have mimosas. So we did break out a little Prosecco. I've only had a half a drink, though. So I'm not too bad yet. But yes, towards the end of the evening, the memory recall might not be as accurate.
Hopefully you're not naked singing on the windmill later on.
Now, don't tell stories of my early broadcasting career. Phil had to fly up there and get me down.
That's right.
That wild one.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Happy New Year, my friend. I appreciate you. Have a great time tonight. Again, 6 until midnight on WRCO 100.9 in Southwest Wisconsin, or anybody can listen to it for free via the Civic Media app. You can download it, open it up, scroll down to WRCO Country and Community from 6 until midnight tonight. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year. There you go. Phil Neve, WRCO. Great show tonight from 6 until midnight. And then also don't forget the other great program going on the talk side of the network tonight from 7 until 1 on literally ringing the New Year with our friend Lou Regani, who is a host of Music to the Stars. He'll have a special show tonight. If it's you just want the music part of it on New Year's Eve from 7 until 1, that's on the talk side. A lot of big band era music as well. So all kinds of great entertainment and fun going on tonight. Zombers, you can listen in, have a team. And I bet you and your group would be good at this.
Maybe. I'll ask them if they're into it. Oh, let's see. Although some of the people aren't going to show up until pretty late. But we'll see if the people who are there from the beginning, maybe.
Because it's kind of like a live version of a talk version of a board game to an extent, I guess. So there you go.
Trivia games are fun.
All right. Come on back and wrap things up for a New Year's Eve right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, New Year's Eve edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Top of the hour. A little news for you from CBS and ABC News. An update from sports with our great Mike Clemens, sports reporter. Look at weather and then into the Maggie Dawn Show for a New Year's Eve edition, followed by the Dom Salvia Show, a special one-hour edition of Pete Schwabba's Nightlight. Have a special show playing tonight. And then Lou Regani, as we said, music to the stars until 1 a.m. on the talk side. On if you want to join Phil Nee, who we appreciate making time for us this afternoon on a busy day for him. He's been up since like 4 a.m. He has the 5 a.m. show there.
And so then is he going to be up until 4 a.m.?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, he's probably going to be up until whatever, 1.
And yeah, probably.
Get a couple hours sleep and do it all over again.
Yeoman's work.
I'm telling you, between he and Chad Holmes, the two hardest working guys at Civic Media.
You'll find no argument from me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got Phil on RCO via the Civic Media app from 6 until midnight with Triviathon, and you got Lou Regani on the talk side from 7 until 1 a.m. So a great lineup of folks here. Very quickly, 855-752-4842. David out in San Francisco, been very patient, wanting to get in on the activity here before we wrap things up for 2024. David, you may well be our last caller of 2024. What do you got for us? Happy New Year in San Francisco.
Yeah, happy New Year, Wisconsin, and Todd. Yeah, and Civic Media. I didn't realize how many stations you had until I went to the Civic Media website. Yeah, it sounds like a great setup up there. You're covering all the bases.
We try.
Hey, I don't know if if people are aware that Donald Trump is trying to sucker America into buying Bitcoin, and he came up with a scam idea. It's called a strategic reserve of Bitcoin. And so he wants to take the gold of America and use it to buy Bitcoin. And then, and it apparently would take years to spend all of our gold to buying Bitcoin. But then he claims that he can pay off the national debt with this scam. So, you know, I've been calling the right-wing stations all around the country and asking them, which do you trust, gold or Bitcoin?
Yeah. No, it's and a great...
Almost.
Go ahead.
Well, almost to a person, they say gold.
Right.
You know, if the electricity goes out, if you lose your password, your Bitcoin goes up in a puff of smoke. And whereas you have gold... that's a tangible.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even the right wingers find it pretty amazing that anybody would pretend that this is a smart idea. But here he's trying to huckster America into doing it.
I appreciate the call, David. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you out there in San Francisco as well. I appreciate the call. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, I believe, a little bit on the show.
We touched on it a bit, yeah.
And we'll be talking about more in future shows. Yeah, this is a real thing, and it's very controversial. There are places like El Salvador where their president, Nayib Bukele, has made Bitcoin and the U.S. dollar their official currency. And for a while, it looked like it was going to crash and burn. Well, now Bitcoin, which again... in layman's simple terms, is a transactional currency that's invisible. It's an electronic currency, basically. And now the price of Bitcoin has shot up to $100,000 of Bitcoin, which when it was first started, it was pennies. And so people that did have it and invested it early are making all kinds of money. And El Salvador, for the moment, because they put so much money in Bitcoin, is doing well. But to David's point, the ability for this thing to be a fraud and to crash quickly because it's not backed up like gold with the U.S. dollar.
And it's also terrible for the environment. But.
So that's a whole other. And before people start adding me, I understand that now even in the U.S., the dollar isn't backed up like it used to be, you know, dollar bill to a bar of gold sitting in Fort Knox. But it's a good point. And these are the types of things that we're going to discuss into 2025. Trying to, as we say, pursue the truth wherever it may lead and have a little bit of fun doing it. So, Mr. Somers, we have come to the end of 2024. Thank goodness.
Yeah, what a year it's been is exactly what I was going to say.
I mean, we started this thing thinking, well, there's going to be a presidential election. Is Trump going to be the nominee? And then could he possibly be reelected?
Sure thing.
And look. As we've said, a majority of Wisconsinites and a plurality of Americans voted for a second Trump term. I don't know if it does a lot of good to come on this show every day and harp about every little thing I disagree with, but I think to David's point, when we can bring fact and information, we're going to point that out and give people, our listeners, the opportunity to hear the truth. And I really don't have a lot of resolutions for this show in 2025 other than maybe a little more fun. Maybe a little bit more focus on Wisconsin stories and about the things that Jane Mattenair and Trivi Olson and I found over this last year when we traveled around the state. You really do find out that we have more in common as Wisconsinites than divides us.
Absolutely.
That our friends and neighbors, even though we might vote differently at the voting booth, we're still all working, not all, but many of our friends and neighbors, regardless of political persuasion, are volunteering at the thrift shops and the food pantries and the dairy breakfasts and sitting next to us in pews at churches and sitting next to us in a bar stool at the bar. And we all want what's best for Wisconsin and for our communities. And so cheers to that, Mr. Somers. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for all you do for the show. We appreciate you. Thanks to all the listeners in 2024 that were with us and viewers. We appreciate you so very much and all the people that make this show go. We really, really appreciate you as well. Have a very safe and blessed New Year's Eve. We will see you a special New Year's Day show tomorrow and then back with a live show in 2025. We'll see you in the next year, everybody. Happy New Year. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll review the strikes and gutters, the ups and downs, and the good and bad of 2024. Plus, how much use are those New Year's resolutions worth anyway? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's already 2025 in much of the world, including Asia, and it will be a new year in Israel in just a few hours. This woman in Jerusalem has high hopes for the new year.
My hope for 2025 is that we will truly have peace, not just here in Israel, but in Russia and the Ukraine and all those other countries. In Syria, in Lebanon.
A power grid failure has left nearly all of Puerto Rico without electricity. Two plants have been turned back on, but reporter Alanis Quinones says it will take them time to get up and running.
Here on the island, most of the generation plants are quite old, and some of them can take up to 12 hours to even restart.
A state judge has apparently killed himself in his courthouse in Springfield, Georgia. Effingham County Sheriff Jimmy McDuffie.
It appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Steve Yeckel had recently lost re-election. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.